Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party book. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. A bartender, a champagne, I have a Trump coupon. Did you recognize the pipes? Did you recognize the music? It's from Braveheart. Remember? What was his name? Wallace was his last name. And he wanted to free Scotland. And he was betrayed by Robert the Bruce. And he was hanged, drawn, and quartered. And in the movie, his last cry was freedom. How sad. It reminds me of the Democrat Party. Hanged, drawing, and quartering babies. But we're civilized, and we have to look the other way. We can't be involved. That's government, you know. That's good government. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Yes, and we all have to answer to somebody. And when those little babies are born, God gives them a soul. And this soul is God's black box. And when they're tortured to death, and Democrats say they're against the waterboarding, but they have no objections to tearing an infant child from limb to limb. That's good government, you know. It is sad. But that soul goes to heaven. That's God's black box. And then they will wait on their murderers to appear before God. And then the soul testifies. And nobody gets off the hook. I think the hook, when you hear that expression, he gets off the hook, I think that goes back to Middle East, when the ruler would have you killed and then thrown over the palace walls, and which were on hooks. And that was, can you get me off the hook? Terrible, terrible. But I just have a newsflash tonight. It's now been confirmed the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. They've shown their true colors, and they've opposed the legitimate president of the United States since his inauguration. And they refuse to acknowledge him and slow down all his efforts to bring the country to a master healing. And they are the opposition. And now they have to be eliminated. Did you see the hearings yesterday for the new CIA director? 33 years of sacrifice serving the people of the United States. And they're labeling her a torturer. These people have no idea what torture means, except maybe their husbands might be able to describe it. Let me break for a tune. We come back, we'll talk about torture. Two things the Italians make great: music and food. We used to live in the heart of Italy, in New York, and we had the best Italian food. Now we moved to southern New Jersey, and I meet people walking in the woods, and the first thing they say is, "Do you know where we could get some good Italian food?" It's like the lost kingdom down here. "Oh, an Italian restaurant just opened up. Oh, hallelujah." But it's not the same. I met a guy once. He came into my place of business. He was from Staten Island originally, and he moved to Las Vegas, and once a month he would come in back to Staten Island to buy bagels. They say that the New York water makes the bagels. And we do have great water in New York. I mean, nobody's drinking this Jersey water, you know. Not even the dogs turn it down. It is sad. But New York has the best water. Comes right out of the Catskills, down aqueducts. Fantastic water. As a matter of fact, I know a guy had an Italian restaurant in New York, and he had on the menu was New York water. And people say, I'll have a bottle of New York water. You go, okay, coming right up. You grab an empty bottle, put it under the faucet, fill it up, slap a label on it. $10. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Yeah, so this guy used to come in from Las Vegas once a month, and he would go back with a suitcase full of bagels. How's that? That's when you know you missed something. Okay, so we were talking about torture. Torture is watching the Democrats play stick in the mud and trying to slow this president down. They have tried to nail him on everything. And the media is worse than the Democrat Communist Party. The media is the Pravda and the Vestia of the old Soviet Union. Nothing but communist propaganda. As a matter of fact, NBC has a saying when they give you like late breaking news, more lies at 11. This Joe Scarborough, it's like he's going through McCain syndrome. You hear McCain? Sarah Palin ruined my chances. Sarah Palin was carrying McCain. And you see how the media went after Sarah Palin. Do you know how raunchy the media is? The communist media? One night, David Letterhead said to an audience of about 3 million people, still foolish enough to watch this rat, he turned to them and he said on TV, Sarah Palin's youngest daughter should get raped by A-Rod in a seventh inning stretch at a ball game. And the crowd clapped. The seals clapped. If you had done that in the Greatest Generation's time, outside the stage door, waiting for David Letterman, would have been that girl's father. And the only thing he would say before the beating commenced would be, we'll make short work of this guy. Yeah, but today, the obstinate can say anything. Because if they were placed in check, my son says we should bring dueling back. If they were placed in check, they would never venture to say anything like what Letterman said. It's a total disgrace. So then they had the Communist Academy Awards for the presslings. The Leventi Beria presslings, and they brought out a comedian. They haven't seen a comedian since John Belushi OD'd on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. They didn't show you that because it would have been too funny. Everybody would have laughed, and we had to show our respect. Watching John go through an overdose. Yeah, but he wasn't the last one. They had a whole rash of ODs on Saturday Night Live. Everybody went to watch it on Saturday night to see who was going to get carried out. Sad, man. Very sad. And now they got Alec Baldwin. You ever see this guy? If Trump wins the election, I'm going to move. I'm going to leave this country. Hey, Alec, do you want to the alligator luggage or the crocodile luggage? You want me to help you pack? Oh, I'm not leaving. I'm an actor. I'm an actor. They're either actors or comedians. And that's why when, what's her name, Kathy Gruesom showed up with a severed head of Trump, soaked in blood and matted hair, I'm sure Barron was thrilled to see that. Yeah. And then she apologized, and then 2 weeks later she withdrew her apology, and she said the F word on TV, and the audience lapped it up. Lick it up. Beautiful people, aren't they? So they had this comedian on the roast, and Trump didn't go. And poor Sarah Huckabee Sanders had to go. I call her Sarah Sanders. I don't like girls with two last names. It's sort of like an indication that they're going to drop one of the two later on. Yeah. Like Hillary Ratman Clinton. She's going to divorce Bill one of these days. She's going to serve him papers as he climbs into the Playboy limo. Oh, and they all have their lawyers, don't they? Did you ever see lawyers making so much money? Oh, everybody wants to be a lawyer. The market is going to be flooded with lawyers. And then you'll see the price cutting. I'll do a divorce for $100 under the table. We don't want to share it with the Treasury. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. So this comedian attacked Sarah Sanders. And she said some foul crap. But the foulest crap, she said, was endorsing the Democrat Communist Party platform. She raised the ugly head of abortion. And she said, speaking for the Democrat Party and their communist media, don't knock it until you've tried it. You know what you need, lady? You need 22 hours in a dental chair with no Novocaine. And then you can tell us the fetus doesn't feel any pain. It's only a little bit of tissue. Oh, sorry, got the gum again. Yeah, sick people, folks. They got to be all thrown out of office. They've got to be condemned to voter hell. You cannot vote for any Democrat coming up for re-election. Trump needs to straighten out the line. He needs reinforcements. And if you don't give them to him, you're going to regret it. And you may not live to regret it, because these people will get you killed. We'll break for a tune. We'll be right back. you see this kangaroo court at hearings yesterday for a woman, mind you, who the Democrats pretend to endorse when they're not slapping them around. This woman, what was her name, Haspel? She was serving the American people in the CIA for 33 years, and the Jacobites tried to make an example of her, and they clung to waterboarding as their truncheon to beat her up with. These are the same people that got us into Nam. The Democrat Party got us into Nam, and then they left us to die there, promising they would never run again. And they ran to Richard Nixon and said, get us off the hook. Here's the off the hook again. Get us off the hook. We don't know how to get out of this mess we created. And besides, Jimmy Carter's going to pardon all the draft dodgers, including President Clinton, or as the kids finally fondly call him, President Pinocchio Pants. Yeah. Now they're trying to hang a hooker on Donald Trump. Was it Blazing Saddles or something? Yeah. Unbelievable. They are doing everything in their power. The only thing they haven't accused Donald Trump of doing yet is killing Mickey Mouse. They appointed a lynch mob headed up by Mullah Mueller, who was appointed by Obama to protect the mosques from the infidels. Yeah, like the mosques needed protection. Yeah. The same protection that a Chicago schoolyard gets? Yeah. It is ridiculous. So they went after her. And the worst one was another woman. Isn't that something? That Democrat women who are always crying, me too, turn on American women. And the worst one was Camelhead Harris. And she was real nasty. She's going to run for president. She can run all she wants. The Democrats are finished. And people are writing them off. They know it's the new Communist Party. Most people are starting to realize the truth that in the mid-70s, the Communist Party collapsed and folded into the Democrat Party. Gus Hall and his 38,000 registered members took over the Democrat Party, and they gave us Nam. And then, after they sent our boys to die in Nam, they accused them of being murderers. How's that? The Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. LBJ, I choose not to run. I'm going to fly out of here. Yes, and then they asked Nixon to get him off the hook. Nixon got him off the hook, and then they immediately turned around and blamed Nixon for Vietnam. And that's how the double-talking, double-crossing. They're very religious. They worship the double-cross. And, by the way, they kicked God out at the last convention. Go to YouTube and type in Democrats Kick God Out Convention and see what comes up. You get your eyes opened. Anyway, this Camelhead Harris, she went after this lovely lady who worked undercover all her life, except for I think 3 years in the CIA. And Camelhead Harris turned around and said, are you for waterboarding? and is waterboarding Morrow. Is Camel Head Harris Morrow? Is she as moral as the Attorney General of New York, who believes in playing master and slave with ladies of color? Yeah, I'm sure that goes over big. What? No frying pan in the room? Yeah. I could just see some lady of color reaching for that frying pan and playing the bells of St. Mary's on his head. Yeah. Evil. Evil does evil. So, the way she was interrogated, it was the way that the Russians interrogated Cardinal Menzenti. Answer yes or no. Answer yes or no. Did you know that Cardinal Menzenti, he was a Hungarian prelate. And he was accused by the Russians because he was too popular and the Hungarian people were listening to his freedom talk. They accused him of being a Nazi collaborator during the war. So they waterboarded Cardinal Menzenti. And you know how they waterboarded him? It's a little different than our technique, you know, a rag in a bucket of water in 3 minutes. They put him in a bed made of wood. And the bed is 6 inches below the Danube River. And the Danube River is never warmer than 50 degrees. And that's his bed. That's where he lived day and night, sitting in the Danube River. Now, how long do you think he was tortured like that? He could sit, he could stand, but he couldn't lay down without having, he'd have to keep his head above water. How long do you think they tortured him? 3 minutes? 10 minutes? Half hour? An hour? No, my friends. Real torture in the communist world is 14 months. What do you think a guy's going to say after 14 months? He's lucky he knows his name. You've seen what happened with this, what was the guy's name, Bierbaum? That came back from North Korea. How long did he last? A week or 10 days? He was already destroyed. You know one of the tactics that the North Koreans used on American GIs when they were POWs? They would put a pail over your head and then they would beat it like a drum. Not nice people. And if they want to break you, their first question is, how long do you want it to take? And then you got these phony communist Democrats who never served their country, lining their pockets. All politicians serving in Congress should turn back their salary and just keep the bribes, because the bribes is plenty enough. So this camel head, Harris, really raked this woman over the coals, and she held her own because she's an American citizen and she believes in God. And more than that, you cannot get. So we'll break for another tune as you learn American history and your heritage, which is very important, because the communists don't want you to have a heritage. That's why they took down the Ten Commandments. They don't want you to have a conscience either, because they plan to use you to do evil things. And a little word of advice to big, strong African-Americans who go to rallies and get pushed up front to catch the bullets, and they get pushed up front by skinny-ass white communists. Don't do it. Push him up front. Use him as a body shield. Okay, we'll give you a tune. We're going to go gospel, because gospel blacks are the salvation of the African American community. No more muzzles. of silence. We want to sing to Jesus. Here we go with part two. No Democrats allowed. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party book. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party radio show. A bartender, a champagne, I have a Trump coupon. Favorite sermon is when the people at the time were getting ready to stone a woman for adultery, and and the boss showed up and he looked at them and he started writing their sins in the sand. And he said, "Let he who is without sin cast the first a stone." And they all dropped their stones and walked away. That's a very powerful sermon. And I'm watching the communist media trying to get Trump on this stormy weather issue. And how quick they are to forget the sins of their fathers, like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was having sex in the Oval Office, and the Chinese ambassador called. And he went, "Mr. Quentin, how are you today? How hickory? Oh, Mr. Quentin, are you busy? You got a minute? Oh, what? Oh, ah, e? Oh, you speaking Chinese?" Yeah. So, I'm listening to Trump, and he's telling us we got to go back to manufacturing, which I believe. If you reach in your pants pocket right now, any kind of item you pull out will be made in China. A comb, a toothbrush, if you carry a toothbrush. A pen, you know. A deck of playing cards. There's no reason for that to be made in China. You can have a mom and pop operation that makes combs. And dad and mom come in the morning and they press a button and the fan belts start turning and the conveyor belts start turning and packaging begins on the combs for the day. Why can't we do that? How much higher in price are we going to be than the Chinese? I love to watch the Shark Tank. And the first thing that Kevin will do on the Shark Tank, how much does it costing you to make this? And the guy will say, $7. We can get it made in China for $3.50. Why not make it in the United States for $3.50, Kev? Oh, I can't do it. Why not try? Maybe we can become more innovative. One of the things I learned from doing business in the Middle East. In the Middle East, the merchants, they cannot sell anything unless they have the number one brand and the number one price. If you tell them you got the number two brand and the number two price, and they'll say, no good. But they never reach that goal because the manufacturers already cut a deal with the most important sales rep in the region. And nobody's going to go around him. But they don't understand that. So one thing I learned doing business in the Middle East was they are not creative. And they don't have insight into something. They copy whatever. If the neighbor next door did this, then they'll do that. But they don't innovate. That's just an observation. So American know-how and American savvy is an attribute that many Americans have and not too many other people do. And so everybody's saying, well, we'll get it made in China. It's cheaper because they got the free labor. They got slave labor over there. So my wife went shopping the other day and she bought a barbecue. And she brought it and my son brought it home and he unpacked it. And it's made in China, of course, because they got the best price. And I say, oh, yeah, well, that's great, you know. Take it out of the box and let's watch it work. Oh, no. The cheap labor only puts it in the box. The real cheap labor is you, the individual, who's now going to put it together. They're not doing that. They're not putting those nuts and bolts over there. That's too time-consuming. But you have all the time in the world. And look at the money you saved because you bought it made in China. Wouldn't you rather have bought the whole barbecue ready to go? Just turn on the gas? Now you got to put the handle on. You got to put the bottom on. You got to put the casters on. You got to put the flame ticker on. Yeah, we're not smart. We're not smart. We're being played. You think about it. There's a lot of stuff we could be making in this country and putting people to work. I'll give you an example. You know where Trump was tonight? Where was Trump tonight? He got up at 2 o'clock in the morning or earlier to get to the airport to greet three Koreans that he got released. Okay? Now, do you remember Obama paying to get Bo Birdcall released, a traitor who got six GIs killed looking for him? Some people say that he had a sidearm in the Haqqani Network camp. Some people say he was an instructor. He sure as hell wasn't tortured. And they traded him for five Taliban murderers. Obama got back the head of the Taliban CIA. He got back two province chiefs and two other high-ranking terrorists. He gave back those to get Bo Birdcall. And I think Trump said he gave him money too. But I don't remember the money part, so I'll stay out of that. But Trump brought three Koreans home, and he was at the airport. You think Obama would be at the airport at 2 a.m., 3 a.m.? And Melania was at the airport also. She didn't say, "Darling, I have to have my beauty sleep." She said, "I'm going with you." How's that for a partner? And try and get your wife out of bed at 3 in the morning without makeup. Yeah, you got to give Trump a lot of credit. He is a good negotiator, and he defeated 17 candidates on the Republican ticket, and they were as bad as the Democrats to fight. Remember, they wanted him to sign a pledge he wouldn't start a third party. Will you promise not to start a third party? And under his breath, he said, "Yeah." Out loud, he said, "Yeah, I'll sign a pledge not to start a third party." And then under his breath, he says, "But I'll start a second one because you guys are Democrats too." Yeah. We're lucky we have him. And he is making things happen in spite of dungeon fire and sword breathed by Chuck Schumer, the naysayer. Evil man, Chuck. You got to see the look on his face when he describes abortion. The venom drips over his venom catcher cup. You know, the fangs are stuck in the rubber. You ought to hear him when he justifies abortion. "Abortion is settled law. Off with their heads." Yeah. It's terrible. It's really terrible. The Democrats are killing 3,000 babies a day, and 3,000 babies a day are being thrown over the small fence at the border. Yeah. Did you know that we kill 1,200,000 American babies a year? Guess how many legal aliens come into the country? 1.2 million. So we're killing Americans and importing their replacements. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And no Democrat must be allowed in office. We now have to purge the Democrat Party. And here's some food for thought. There's a woman who's a big communist woman. Her name is Frances Fox Piven. And a couple of years ago, she was on C-SPAN. It had to be when Obama was in office. She was on C-SPAN with an Arab who happened to be a KGB agent. And she said live on C-SPAN, "Obama, under the radar, has planted many good people." Well, if I'm Obama and I'm under the radar and I look at the FBI, I'm planting five people on top and five people underneath in case the top gets discovered. And then I'm going to go on to the Department of Justice. And definitely I'm going on to the IRS, because we don't want anybody looking at what Hillary has in the counting room at the library. And that's the reason they didn't destroy incriminating evidence, because the trumpet was not supposed to win. It was supposed to be Jebsky. The trumpet wasn't supposed to get close. And that's why Fox tried to kneecap him on the opening debate. Chris Wallace, Megyn Kelly, and Chuck, what's his name? The guy with the big head. Brett Baer. They tried to kneecap Trump. They were supposed to finish him off for the Bushes and the Clintons. And instead of him getting finished, he finished off 18. Now, let's take a look at the racist party that the Democrats call the racist party. The Republican Party is the racist party, yet the Democrats were founded by the KKK. And now it's 4Ks with Kaepernick. The Democrats call the Republicans racists, yet the Republicans had 18 candidates of all colors and all cultures. They had Sikhs, they had Armenians, they had Latinos, and they had blacks. They had Italians. I think they had a Jewish guy. They had 18 candidates, and Trump beat them all. Now, is that the hand of God? It could be, because we were going down. And the Communist Democrats only had two candidates. They had Bernie, the communist, and they had Hillary Putin. But Bernie wasn't a candidate. Bernie was an assignment. His assignment was to sidecar with Hillary to get to the convention. And Bernie stood there with his supporters, loyal supporters, who would have went the distance with him and said, "I will fight for you on the convention floor." And when he got to the door, he says, "I'm not going in, but I am going to buy a $625,000 third home, just like all socialists do." So Hillary Putin was the only candidate. Okay, could we see the black candidate from the Democrat? No, no black candidate. Nobody qualified. Can we see a Latino candidate though, for the Democrat? No, no Latino. Nobody qualified. There's nobody qualified. How about an Oriental candidate? Can we see somebody? No. There's only Hillary. You get a Hillary all day sucker. Yeah. That's it, man. So what are you going to say? What are you going to say now? What's Trump's a racist? I remember Ben Carson. They said, "Ben, you're up next." So he came out of where the room, like the green room that they were in, and he came out and he was halfway to the stage and he was waiting for his name to be called. Do you remember that? And they didn't call his name. They left him out there looking like a jerk. So they called Trump next, and Trump came out and he said to Ben, "Why are you standing out here?" He says, "They told me they're going to call my name. They didn't call my name." He says, "You go out." But you don't see the little things that Trump does. You don't pay attention because your eyes and your blinders are focused on what the party of death tells you to look at. And never forget, the Democrat Party will never point you at their sins. They will always blame and deflect. They could be killing a baby on stage and they would blame it on somebody else and say, "Look, he's killing the baby." Speaking of babies, we'll have to do a tribute to the unborn. Video of a mother getting a sonogram, and they're watching the baby in the womb, like on a big screen. And the mother is singing a song, and the song requires 3 hand claps, you know. And when she sings the line, the baby claps its hands 3 times. She doesn't do it once. She does it twice. And she probably did it a third time. And they're all laughing. Everybody can't. They're astounded. And now somebody's going to say that you got time to kill that baby? What, are you sick? What planet are you from? Don't say you're an American. The American creed is the strong must protect the weak, including the unborn. You're not an American. You let somebody convince you to destroy life. And not only that, when you go to the abortionist to destroy a life, many of them will tell you that you may suffer weeping syndrome. Did you ever hear that? No, they don't tell you that. Weeping syndrome means that from time to time, for no reason at all, you get hysterical and you break down and you cry. What's that? I think we used to call that pangs of conscience. So, save the kids. There's 2 benefits for not killing a kid. One, when they're real small, if you hold their hand, when you get real small, they'll hold your hand. And the other thing is, if you wait a year, you will hear, "I love you, Mommy." What's greater than that? We will close with the song that those three Korean-American POWs would love to hear when they got off the plane.
Thank you.